Commentator Laura Larson of Kansas admits to being a little amused by all the frantic snowstorm preparations she's hearing about in the news. She offers this instruction for all of us blizzard amateurs.
Some advice for you folks in the mid-Atlantic on snowstorms. You can trust me, I live in the Midwest. We get phenomenal amounts of snow pretty regularly out here, though I could see where you might not know that because we have to get, like, apocalyptic amounts of ice before anyone on the Weather Channel bothers to point it out. So anyway, here are my rules for a safe, healthy, happy snow experience. Number one, chopping up your furniture for fuel goes a lot more smoothly if you keep your axes nice and sharp. Number two, do not pay more than $50 for a loaf of black market Wonder Bread. Number three, there is more food in your house than you think. Search the junk drawers. There are often stale gummy bears and lemon heads. Number four, check on your shut-in neighbors, especially the ones who don't think you're sufficiently serious about lawn care in the summertime. Be extra nice and super concerned while you're there. They will feel guilty. The evil glee in your heart will keep you warm. Number five, if Pa goes out to find more wheat, tell him to go to Almanzo Wilder's because he's holding back some in the walls to use for seed next spring. Number six, four-wheel drive will only get you so far. Next year, consider investing in a mule. Their accelerator pedals never stick. In fact, their accelerator pedals are a stick. Seven, keep a sense of perspective. Running out of chai latte K-cups is really not worth a call to 911. Eight, to clear your driveway of heavy snow and ice, get married. Nine, stay off the roads if you can, but if you absolutely positively have to get to Capitol Hill, strap yourself to Mitch McConnell and tell him that Harry Reid's scheduled a vote on abolishing the filibuster. 10. Enjoy it. Stay home, stay safe, make soup, read a book, make snow angels. Learn what we already know here in the Midwest. You can think of snow as an annoyance or accept it for what it is. It's a gift of time. Time with your family, time with your thoughts, time to be thankful for shelter and warmth and hot chocolate. Take the gift. Enjoy it. Use it well.
Laura Larson shovels her own driveway in Perry, Kansas. To comment on that essay, go to the opinion page of npr.org.